You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's grab Josh.
He's here.
Hey, Dom.
Put him in here. And hello, Joshua. Jeremy and I were talking about your love life the other day.
As we tend to do.
Just you two alone?
Bored, yeah. We're like, what do you think Josh is doing right now?
Well, before you feel picked on, let me just say this. In the long, storied history of producers of this show, there has yet to be a producer who doesn't get grilled about this on the air.
All right, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I think it's because many times we are skeptical. Jeremy, you have
no. Let's not dive right into this. We're not going right into this question, are we?
Yes, hell yeah, we are.
I have my suspicions about your so-called lady friend that you've been raving about for months and months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she's made up.
Oh my god!
There, it's out there.
Have noticed things from time to time, some contradicting stories about, you know, you say you did something on Friday and then a couple hours later you say, oh, no, I was at home sitting around doing nothing. Where like the first time around you're like, I was out with my girlfriend and nah. So I'm just wondering if she's actually real. Is this a real relationship or are you making it up?
What if I just straight up was like, oh, no, she's fake. Completely fake. Yeah.
Then
totally
my day would be complete because I have a hunch.
I hate to disappoint. She's not fake.
She's not? Okay.
No, she's not.
I mean, she exists as a person, but is she actually your
girlfriend? Are you actually dating?
Yeah, you might just be posting. Oh my god! You might be showing photos to us.
He shows us photos, and we're like, okay, yeah, it could be some random young lady on Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
We have never seen a photo of the two of you together, never. Is what we're saying.
Correct.
So. Well, we don't take photos together.
Conveniently.
No, we have photos. We have photos together, yeah.
Do you have one on your phone right now?
My phone.
Photoshopped.
He's scrambling now. Photos of couples. No, that's not. That, all right.
Okay, let's assume for one moment. Let's just assume for one moment that she is real.
Okay.
And that they are dating.
When did this supposed fake relationship start?
When we started talking or when I officially like asked her to be my girlfriend?
See, this is going to be the thing, like the official talk. We need to talk about the official. So when did you first start going out with her?
What you're saying. Well, okay, so like you kind of know the background. I knew her in college a little bit. Like we were not friends, like close friends, just acquaintances. I did think she was very beautiful.
The pictures we've seen are, yes, is a very beautiful woman. So there's no denying that.
Well, thank you, Dom. But yeah, after college, after we graduated, she actually, as the kids say, slid into the DMs. So yeah. She did start the conversation first, and it was just, you know, pretty casual. How have you been? What have you been up to? Stuff like that. And then I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, I would love to meet you in person. So when we met in person for the first time, it was like mid-December.
All right.
And then since then, we have been seeing each other regularly.
Let's say 2 months.
It's only 2.5 months or so.
Yeah.
December?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
January. Yeah.
Two and a half.
Ten weeks, maybe?
Ish.
Yeah, just, I mean, about.
So you're a smitten kitten right now.
Yes.
And so off the air yesterday, we were talking about becoming exclusive, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wondering if it was too soon to ask her to be exclusive.
I want to know how that conversation went.
And is that the wording now?
What are the words that come out?
I mean, yeah. I guess you could say that. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, hey, like, instead of, you know, just being casual and stuff like that, why don't we just only see each other and only, yeah, it's making it mutually exclusive. Like, you want to be official, you know, officially.
We can only make out with each other is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
We can only swap each other's spit. So have you done this yet? Have you asked her?
Yeah, I have. I actually have. And I can tell you the actual date for that, because that one's more important for us.
Would that become officially like your anniversary?
We kind of treated it that way the other day, because when I asked her out, it was January 27th. So when February 27th rolled around, yes, we, you know, kind of celebrated the 1 month officially together.
Okay.
I thought you asked her out in December.
No, I asked her on a date, and then I asked her to be my girlfriend.
Oh,
on
girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay, I'm charting
official.
This timeline
You're
here.
You're making a timeline.
I need to
I
make a little
it.
Graph and everything.
Because even now,
I'm
all
still
the stories
suspicious.
Are changing.
Just, yes, Jeremy, exactly. What, saying, what just changed?
What
changed?
It's still changing. You know, when I, you said when I first asked her out,
it was
in
December,
January 27th. Yeah. That's what you said.
No. Earlier, it was December. We
asking
went out.
Her on a date and then asking to be your girlfriend are two different things in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like many people would agree with me on that.
Probably right.
Yeah.
So, does hey, she do realize go... what she's getting into? That if you guys are official, that we're going to be talking about her on the show? Does she want her life exposed like that? Have you asked her that?
I have not asked her that question.
So how mm-hmm. did you ask her? Was it like dinner and you reached across and held her hands and gazed
no,
into her eyes? Said, will you be my girlfriend?
I was actually in the car with her at the time and I was like, hey, like I would love to just be official with you. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I got nothing
yeah,
else going
okay,
on
whatever,
right now.
Whatever.
I mean, it was casual. Yeah, she's a casual girl, which I really
that's
actually
good. That's
I enjoy
good.
That about her.
That's good.
She doesn't need a huge deal or anything like that.
Now, we used to have comedian Greg Barron on the show all the time. He's the guy who wrote, he co-wrote the book, He's Just Not That Into You, which became a big selling book and a hit movie and all that other stuff. And he told us on his on the show one time that when he met his wife, who's now his wife, when he met her and they started going out, his comment to her was, I don't want to see anybody else right now. I just want to be in a relationship with you. But I know you're not ready for that, so you can keep dating other people. But just know that when you're ready, I'll be over here and I'm not seeing anybody else. And she kept dating Jeremy. What was it, like another 6 months or whatever?
I don't recall.
It was a while. And then she finally came back and said, all right, I got it all out of my system and now I'm ready to be in it. But he put zero pressure on her. He just said, I'm not going to see anybody else.
It's a very gracious man.
Yes. And you know what? Think about that. I mean, that takes a lot of courage, really, right? For either side, even if a woman said to a guy, you know, or a woman to another woman or a guy to another guy, it doesn't matter. But if you say to another person, I'm going to stop being out on the market, but you can continue to do what you want to do.
Do your thing, yeah.
And then I'll be here ready when you're ready.
I bet in a way that attracted her more to him because he was like, hey, like, I know I'm the best you're going to get, but you just keep doing your thing until you're ready.
Josh, I think he kind of, I think that is the implied type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm so confident that you're not going to do any better that I'll be right here. And when you're ready, you come see me.
I got to text Caitlin right now and say I need to redo this.
If that's
thing.
Her real name. Are we concerned at all by how quickly this happened to be exclusive? Because you said first date was January 27th and then...
No, that's when I asked her. Well, asked her to be my girlfriend, not
oh,
first
so
date.
Oh, so girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, isn't that kind of the same thing? Will you be my girlfriend? And isn't that assumed that you're exclusive?
What
when
do
you
ask?
On January 27th, when you say, will you be my girlfriend,
yeah,
does
that's
that mean...
exclusive. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's exclusive. That
okay.
brings the... We're not talking to anybody else.
So then what happened on February 27th?
We celebrated the 1 month.
Oh, that's just the 1 month.
Yeah, that's just the...
my notes are all scribbled.
That's the 1 month where we actually become official. No, I'm just kidding.
I still don't believe any of this. And oh we gosh. Have yet to still see a picture of both of you together.
I don't need to show you that. What the heck?
Jeremy's suspicious. Let me tell you what hurts you, and then we'll go to break. But I am going to tell you what hurts you in that situation.
Okay.
Is that we have an honest-to-God example of a producer
yes.
of our show who did
exactly
that. It was all I'm going to say is that it was an imaginary relationship. And that's fine.
And I'm seeing a lot of similarities.
That's, wait, okay.
But on our show, you know we're going to talk about it. So it has happened. There is precedent for it.
That's odd. Okay. All right.
Just saying, buddy. Still haven't seen a picture of you two together.
All good.
I so hope this is fake. And I want to bust you in like 2 months on the road. So bad.